Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get intern Brandon up. Maybe when we finally find this girl from summer camp of 1998, we'll realize that was the very first time you were scarred, and that's why you're sort of scared of
maybe,
girls now.
Maybe it's her fault.
Maybe it's her fault.
Maybe.
All right, set the tone for us now. It's 1998, right?
Yes, 1998, summer camp. I still lived in New York, so I was down here visiting my dad who lived down here, and he signed me up for a tennis camp. I don't play tennis all too well, but...
He wanted you out of the house.
Yeah, basically.
But it's sports camp.
He wanted you out of the house, man.
Sports oriented.
Yeah, summer of 90. The Yankees were about to win their second World Series in 3 years.
Dude, let baseball
sports
go.
Sports savant.
I'm just saying. I just had to set the scene. So we were. It was up
just
in.
Just for the record, nobody cares.
Yeah, enhanced the story.
I assume that. So it was up in Norcross, and I believe it was Best Friends Park up in Norcross. And. So we sign up for the camp, we go there, and we break off into like groups of four or five, and there was this girl in the group, and I think part of the reason why she liked me because I was from New York, and I had the cool New York accent.
Oh, yeah.
Look
like
like how street you are.
You're exotic.
Yeah, I was.
Back in elementary school, so seriously, good. I mean, if there was somebody who was from a different part of the country, that is in Columbia, Tennessee, the guy that came from Detroit. Man, he was it.
He was an out-of-towner.
Yeah.
I had the New York accent, and I had just gotten rid of the lisp I used to have, so I was really cool.
When did it come back?
Once I started working here.
Right.
You know? So her name was Lacey. So, yeah, we just started hanging out. Like, they had the lunch area and stuff like that, and it was really like a summer loving kind of thing.
And it was all the summer. The tennis camp, rather, was all summer long?
Yeah, it was about 8 weeks or something like that.
Nice.
So,
okay.
You know, she was my little...
summer crush.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
a way to tie it into a musical.
Yeah.
Summer
so it's 1998.
1998, yeah.
And what else do you remember about her? I mean, her name's Lacey.
Lacey.
You don't have a last name?
No. Okay. I do remember that... one day we were watching TV and she shows up on this car dealership commercial. So it was a family car dealership. So I believe her family owned a car dealership in the Norcross area.
Okay, that could be a very, very, very big clue right there.
Lacey Kia.
What color hair? What color eyes?
She had brown hair. I do not remember the eye color. I do remember she had a friend named Robin because they never heard the Rockin' Robin song, so I had to show them the Rockin' Robin song. And
So were 11
was
year
old.
Was
she a white girl or a black girl?
She's a white girl.
White girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's never dated a black girl, right?
Never.
He's never dated a black girl.
Well, because you're really,
not
white man living in a black man's body, but that's okay.
Yeah, you know. I do remember that they hated Parkview High School, so they went to a rival school, Parkview.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it was.
No, you don't.
No way.
You know this girl.
Touche.
Who are you?
Oh, my God. It's Destiny Fate.
That's freaky.
Who is she, by the way?
We have a new intern today.
Who is she?
It's Leah. This is our intern, Leah.
This is her very first day in studio, and this is Leah. You think you know this girl?
I swear I know this girl.
Shut up. Really?
Parkview was our rival. Went to Brookwood High School.
Brookwood. Okay. Yeah. It was Brookwood. Now that I remember
and
that.
And you know Lacey from Lacey Kia.
Yeah. Am I allowed to say her last name?
I guess. Yeah.
Lacey S.
And how do you, her family owns a car dealership?
Her little brother was in my grade, and they owned
you step up that, Michael. I know it's your first day and all.
I think they owned a Toyota dealership.
Okay.
I don't.
That's
what are the odds?
I can't believe it.
Lacey Toyota.
Wait a second. This can't be real. All right. So you think you know what's her last name?
Smith.
Lacey Smith, and her folks own a Toyota dealership.
I think it was Toyota. If I'm correct.
In what's, Norcross,
what's might be younger... out of business now. No brakes on those cars.
What was her younger brother's name? That might help us find her.
Jesse
Smith.
Now, we're assuming this is the same girl, the right girl.
Well, how well do you know her brother?
Second grade.
So I mean, like, do you have his number now?
No, not really. He moved after, like, second grade. So.
Could you find her on Facebook?
I could try.
Did she play tennis?
I didn't really know her that well, but
okay.
I assume if she went to camp, she'd be
How weird would this be? cool. Leah's first day in first words on the first words to us are I know her.
Your job is done here, honey.
Yeah, really. It can never get any better than this, so you should leave now.
A plus on the internship day one.
Thank you.
All right, so the first thing we need to do is find Lacey Smith and see if this is the same girl. But others are calling saying they think they know her also. Hey, Christian.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yes, I know Lacey. She actually lived in my neighborhood growing up.
Is this the same? Oh, I'm sorry.
I went to high school with her and cheered with her on the Brookwood football cheerleading team. So.
Okay, so she ended up going to Brookwood, like you said, also. And her dad owns a car dealership?
Yes, I believe so, but I don't think they live in the same neighborhood anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that, I mean, I'm friends with her on Facebook now. So.
And it's the same Lacey as intern Leah was talking about?
Yes, okay. Yes, Lacey Smith.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, if that's the same one, can you Facebook her and have her call us or contact us?
I can do that. Okay. Yes, I can.
Thank
How
you.
How weird.
That would be
super
weird.
Super cool.
You know how
are you
I'm
excited?
That?
Oh,
are
God,
you nervous?
Brandon,
what are you doing
now? It's just like a shock.
Oh,
it's
my
a
God.
Shock.
Brandon, have you realized that you may have to talk to a girl?
Yes.
Oh, my God, no. Like, it's still, like, bubbling in my stomach.
We'll Lacey, have somebody fill in for you.
Yeah, odds are she probably won't remember me.
So, Lacey, since we left camp, have you followed tennis? Like, have you followed, like, you know, some of the tennis players out there?
Rockin' Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Rockin' Robin, yeah. We talk Yankees baseball, right? I mean, that'd be my opening line.
Now, I'm a fan. You know, like how I believe in the whole destiny thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now how weird would it be that Brandon is here looking for Lacey, and on Leah's first day
Agreed.
Is connected somehow, Agreed. Some way to this girl that we had no idea of before we started.
It has to be destiny or just weird twist of fate.
No, fate is bad.
Oh, okay. Destiny is good.
Destiny is good.
Okay.
Good.
Fate is like if...
Well, what's it about her that made you have a crush on her? Like, why'd you like her so much?
Honestly, I don't know. It just... if. The topic of conversation, like, every time my dad comes and stays at my apartment, he always talks about her, and my brother, too. So, it just had a lasting power within the three of us.
In the family?
Yeah.
And you, too? Do you think about, like, have you thought about her through the years?
Only when we talk about it, yeah. For the most part, yeah. Mostly when we talk about it, like, it really does have an underlying impact it's left on me.
Starting to get a little fluttery.
He's nervous.
It's a girl.
That was a good question, Jen. Thanks.
Like, when I sent in the email, I was like, okay, odds are this won't happen. But now that you have people call, it's like, wow.
Now you're getting close now. You're getting nervous. Okay, so here's what we're looking for. If you think you know we think it's Lacey Smith. And we think she went to Brookwood. And her folks owned a car dealership, at least back in 1998. We're not sure if they do now. Give us a call if you have information on her, and we're going to try to track her down. And if not, then email us later. And Brandon here is not trying to hook up with her tonight. We just sort of like just curious what happened.
Me hook up with any girl?
Yeah,
that's funny.
Of all the girls that you could be hooking him up with, like, or a girl up with, Brandon is totally, totally safe.
Totally safe.
Trust us.
How old is she now?
She would have to be 21, 22.
Okay.
21 or 22?
20 to 22.
All right. So if you have any information on her and you can pass it on to her or pass it on to us, we'll try to reunite them by the end of the show or tomorrow morning.
Cute.
That would be weird if that's the connection right there.
That is wild.
That would be strange.
The Bird Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.